this the capacity of the space or the intentionality didn't give you chairs? Anyway, if you're standing, then you're standing. I was expecting an answer from Pastor Daniel, but he's looking at me. Okay. Fine. If you're standing, then you're standing. But you're not going to stand for too long. And those who are sitting, you're not going to sit for too long. We just want to pray. Exodus 25. People with the kids, please respect the space of the kids, but you have to respect the space. Exodus 25 verse 1. Let's read from verse 1, Pastor, if you're ready tonight.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
The Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive the offering for me from everyone whose heart prompts them to give. These are the offerings you are to receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red, and another type of durable leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the light.
Okay, so at least we know this. God does not tell people to just bring anything. It's not true. Christians teach you that it's not true. Well, you know, God just says bring any offering. Never. That's not God. That's Satan. He said their heart must prompt them, but then he reads out what their heart must prompt them to give, or the scope within which their heart must prompt them. So if somebody adds prompts them to say, well, giving a service too, yeah, you give that to yourself, but not to God. Because God was specific about the offerings he needed. Now, I'm not saying that because of offering. You'll catch what I'm saying that in a moment. Go on, man.
Olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense, and oint stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and breastpiece. Then have them make a sanctuary for me.
The reason why he was asking for all this offering is because he needed a sanctuary. That's what you will call church. That's like a building. So he wanted a sanctuary, he wanted a place for them to worship him. And therefore, I want you to listen to this, because this is the core of what we're going to discuss before we pray tonight. Because of this, remember, this was not prompted by them. This was not, let us build a place to worship God. No, God demanded a worship place. He wanted a place where they can serve him. And more than that, he wanted a place where they can meet with him to receive instruction for their nation. And so if that's going to be the case, he would be the one to tell the things that must be used in this sanctuary. So his offering must be within the scope of his vision. Our offering is within the scope of God's vision. God knows what he wants to build. And it is revelation that gives us why he wants to build that. It is God's desire to build. But then he tells us why eventually. He didn't start by saying, I need you to worship me, so you must build a place. He started with an offering. And so many times, most times, when we're offering and offering and giving and giving and giving, it is the willingness to give that gives us the revelation of why God wants that offering. So it doesn't paint the picture of what he wants to build to us in order for us to give. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
He expects us to obey him. Then as our obedience becomes continuous, it then begins to reveal why his demand over our lives is so much or so peculiar. Why is he demanding gold, bronze, silver, spices, this and that? Why is he demanding all of these? The children of Israel will not know. The demand of the offering that God places over my life, I don't know. And I don't know what he's trying to build. But again, it gets revealed progressively. And so I hope you've not run out of materials for what he wants to build. So he says to them here, this is going to be my demand. These are the things that I need. Go on, man.
Then have them make a sanctuary for me.
Then, meaning after they've given, they're going to make a sanctuary for me.
And I will dwell among them.
Now, the condition for my dwelling in their midst is the making of this sanctuary. Are you with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
They said, then, after they've given, after they've built the sanctuary, then I will dwell among them. Before we go into prayer in a few minutes tonight, what we quickly will examine tonight is, why is heaven still different from the earth? Time will not permit me. We can go through scriptures over and over again, and you will see how perfect the things of heavens are. Their worship is different. And those who have had divine encounters too will tell you that it is nothing compared to the best worship on earth. Everything is so perfect. But I think what the mistake we all make is we just say to ourselves, yeah, that's heaven. It's God with that perfect. Earth, we're held here. But you see, that's the difference between ourselves and apostolic ministry. Because what God will then begin to tell us is that it's not supposed to be different. There's supposed to be no gap between the perfections in heaven and that on earth. And Jesus was emphatic about that when he taught them how to pray. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Meaning the way you dominate in heaven, let it repeat itself. Let it be the same on earth. Then it goes to the will. Your will be done on earth the same way it is done in the heavens. So the worship of angels, meaning not we worshiping angels, the worship of angels, meaning when we are worshiping and angels are worshiping, however perfect it is, ours should just be the same, if not better. Are you listening to me tonight?
Yes,
because it said, your kingdom come. And so when he said, and I will dwell among them, what he's saying is, the same thing in heaven. Let me just say this to you. The reason why theirs is more perfect than ours is because God dwells there. And if we can bring him here to dwell here, it will just be the same. And so you will see what we're about to pray for in a moment. Your worship is tainted. That's the issue. And as long as it is tainted, it's not going to dwell there, because the material for that building has problems. So if the material is compromised, that's the issue. And so when he asked for silver, they gave bronze. Their worship is tainted because you argued before you started your worship. It's tainted. There's a problem now. He said, you see that building material, we cannot come there. Why? Because God is fire from loins down. And if it comes into an inferior thing, it will burn to ashes. If he by any means accepts that worship, you will be burnt for it. You realize that life begins to go down. You're worshiping more. You're doing your best more, but he wants to dwell there. Life is going down because, not because he wants to destroy. It's not a repercussion for sin. It is just that building cannot stand the test of fire. That's the issue there. So finish that scripture, man.
Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings.
How?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Like the pattern I will show you.
So it will take Moses to the mountain and show him a pattern. It said, make it exactly. Exactly the same replica, the same thing as it is in heaven. The same thing is what you must reproduce. If it is compromised, I won't come. If something is missing from it, I will not be there. If it is not built, let me show you how specific God was. Let's go to the dimensions. And again, I'm not going to stay in the dimensions. That's the whole teaching itself, but it's not a teaching time. It's just to pray. We're about to pray. He began to give them the dimensions of this tabernacle. Maybe if I get to dimension, maybe I should just stay with this. Let me see. Place the gold altar of incense in front of the Ark of the Covenant. So he told them where to place things in. When you later read the book of Revelation, you will see that they were placing it exactly in the place where it is in heaven. The same tabernacle of God in heaven is what Moses is supposed to rebuild, so that when God sees it, he sees his home. When God sees it, it doesn't know the difference between the earthly one and the heavenly one. It's built to look the same. It's not going to come if it doesn't look the same. Let me say you have a house. You live in Nigeria or you live in America, wherever. And I'm coming to visit you. I think what you will do is to try to repeat where I sleep in, if you know my bedroom. You try to create the same comfort. Otherwise, when I come, I'll just say, you know what? I don't want to inconvenience you. I'll just book an hotel down the road. I don't want to make life difficult for you. Not because it's not what I stay. I mean, sometimes I can decide to manage with you. Like, that's like 15 years ago. But now I won't. I'm just going to say, you know what? Don't worry about it. Why? Because the dimensions of it is not comfortable for me to dwell in. So God said, if I'm going to come to this tabernacle, it's not going to be because I love the children of Israel so much that I want to live with them. I love them. But we can always greet from a distance. But if you want me to come, it must be built the same way that I showed you on the mountain. I just read from Exodus 40, verse 5. Then it will give Moses the dimensions in a minute. I want you to listen to me carefully tonight. I've got a very short time to speak to you. And then we're going to pray. I think I should just stay in Exodus. Have you got the dimensions of the tabernacle? 25,000 cubit, 10,000 cubit, and all those things. Have you got it or not? If you haven't, then that's fine.
Yes, sir.
If one of the cubits that he gave the tabernacle, on some occasion, and I read that scripture on Periscope yesterday, if one of the dimensions is 1 meter short, it is not again according to what he gave him to build. If it is 1 centimeter short, it is no longer 10,000 cubit because it's 1 centimeter short. So I want to show you why you've got to pray tonight. His instruction is built according to, so God measured everything out, every single thing. Listen, forgiveness is God's favorite thing. He forgives our iniquity. He heals all our diseases, Psalm 107. He redeems our life from destruction. He satisfies our mouth with good things. So he loves forgiveness. But the problem is, at the time of falling, especially when you've come into the light, you're 1 centimeter short from destiny. Meaning that there is a man, it said, let us therefore run the race set before us. So this is the issue. If it is a race set before us and you are delayed by 1 second, you can finish the race, but you did not finish according to position. You are Mrs. what now? Don't know. You are Mrs. Kumasi now. Mrs. Mensah, you look better as a Mrs. than without a Mrs. You look better. Mrs. Mensah, so all of you said, Emma, sure. Mrs. Mensah. Mrs. Well, okay, Dr. Pastor. Mrs. Mensah. Dr. Pastor Mensah.
Queen.
What?
Queen.
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 Queen. What? What's queen?
Queen.
What? Queen. What's that? What? Mrs. Mensah. I don't know what you're talking about. Queen, Doctor, Pastor. Oh, okay, I get it now. Oh, yeah, right, yeah. So, if it is 1 second short, for whatever the delay may be, a muscle pull, which is natural. Yeah? It's called nature. If it is 1 minute short, it did not. So you'll almost see when someone is falling behind in church, especially if you've pastored for a while. You'll almost see when whatever is happening to them, they're falling behind. And I'm saying, well, this is nature. And we can all say, you know, naturally sometimes you just feel, Lord. Yeah. But that's a muscle pull. Let us therefore run the race. So it cannot be 1 centimeter short. And that's why it gives grace, so that you won't be 1 centimeter short. But then he also says that it is possible to take the grace of God in vain. You remember that in scripture, right? So, but when you're 1 second short, not to talk of 2 minutes, there's grace to finish the race. Finishing is awesome. But finishing right is what God requires. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
That's what it requires. So, you know, it's more like when we're younger, we think we can fall backslide as many times as we want. We can go lukewarm as many times as we want, and then we come back and say, yeah! Yeah, that's fine. And you should do that. It is better. It is better than falling out completely. But then it is best not to. It is best to constantly be on that fight, because what has happened is that you're 1 centimeter short. Well, God help you, you can get somebody ahead of you and pull them back and take their space. That can happen if you keep coming, if falling short. So, it gives Moses the dimensions of this tabernacle, and it must not be missing. It must not be short. Again, otherwise it's not going to come. Let's do 2 more scriptures from Exodus. I want you to see how detailed this tabernacle is. Today is the first day, so we are going to lay this foundation well. Then he brought the ark into the tabernacle, 14:21.
Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea.
40:21, so you can start from 40:19, yeah. Was that 40:19, no?
Then he spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering over the tent as the Lord commanded him. He took the tablets of the covenant law and placed them in the ark, attached the rope, the poles of the to the ark, and put the atonement cover over it.
Go to 38:21. The materials used.
These are the amounts of the materials used for the tabernacle, the tabernacle of the covenant law, which were recorded at Moses' command by the Levites under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made everything the Lord commanded Moses. With him was Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan.
So Moses did everything. Moses was not a builder. Yeah? He was the seer who saw the building and then gave the builders. Two things Moses did, I must not be missing in the church, and I want you to listen to this. He called for the givers, then he located the builders. But his own dimension. So before I give to a pastor or a pastor's work, I must know, I must at least understand, not know, at least understand there is a building to be built. Now, if you give in that kind of dimension, you will not lack. That's the simple fact. There are also things that causes lack though. Let me tell you something. You see, some of you stay in the trap houses, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The easiest way to get your life destroyed is to bring problem to those trap houses in any way, shape, or form. Unrest. Problem. You know when they have to settle people from already, why she behaving like this, why she behaving like that. You, look, I don't care how innocent you all look now. I said, no, I bring peace every day. Yeah, right. If you do, I'm talking about a building. You know why? Those houses, and I'm using that just as an example today. So if you bring problem, you better go and repent to whoever is your leader there. You know, I'm telling you the truth now. You know why? It is part of the architecture of Spark Nation. It is a stone of offense that Jesus said, if anyone comes against, they will be grinded. And if he comes against anyone, that person will be grounded. Part of the offense could be, imagine staying in a trap house, and you decide that's the place, your location for sexual activity. It's more like dragging the girl to the presence of Jesus. It's simply that. It's as simple as that. Why? Because it's part of the dimensions of the tabernacle. It's a holy thing. So if you must to sin, don't be there. If you must to cause conflict or problem, or because you're a woman, you're hungry, and it's your time of the month where things are just where shrek comes alive inside you. And it's that time when you just have to express your feeling, express my feeling. What you're doing is you're fighting one of the dimensions of this tabernacle. That's the problem right there. So if you really must fight, don't be there. Get somewhere and fight, if that's what you came to this world to do. I just got tired. Now, you don't do that in one of the dimensions of the tabernacle. Okay. So, that's just a side note by all means. But it's an important one. It's an important one. You must constantly bring peace. I don't mean money. Peace. P-E-A. Money could be included in that at some point, whatever. You must be the peace of that house. So the Shomo system is brought all this material. It called for the givers to bring the giving. Then it called for the experts to build the building. In other words, someone is not going to give and say, I must be a builder. Imagine one of the highest givers says, you know what? I know how this thing should run. Don't make this 10,000 cubits, make it 5. And they say, why? What are you talking about? I say, well, I'm a giver. No, you can't, because there is an architectural plan. And then God specifically mentioned those who are to be the builders, those who will construct this sanctuary. And so Moses did everything according to God's word. I taught the church years ago on this. The most important thing or way to build life is to make sure that every bit of it is built by God's direction. Decisions must be tested on the pages of the word. And if it is not the word, it does not matter how you feel about it anymore. The word must be the ultimate settler of quarrels. It is the word. And so by the time I check the word, if I don't like it, if I don't feel like, if the word says so, I've got to do it. Even though I don't feel like it. Otherwise, I'll be building a house that fire can destroy within the twinkle of an eye. But if it is based on the word, then that means the fire and the storm can come. It will not fall. It's not going to fall. It's just, it may shake, because God said, I will shake the heavens. Have you noticed that there's nothing God said he would do in the heavens that he didn't say he would do in the earth? It's more like he sees everything the same. But the issue is, if he's given the earth to the sons of men, they then have the right to build what he can come into or what he cannot come into. Have you got a few more scriptures on the tabernacle? Then I'll conclude this in a minute. No? There is, sir.
Then the Lord said to Moses.
Are you still in Exodus, though?
Exodus 31.
Thank you.
Then the Lord said to Moses, See, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, and son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze.
Thank you. Read 39:32, please. 39:32.
So all the work on the tabernacle, the tent of meeting.
Remember now, please don't forget this. This will be a reoccurring word all through the week. The tent of meeting. Or the work of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. This tabernacle is going to be the meeting point between God and man. God is going to dwell there. So my emphasis tonight is simple. It needed to be built according to pattern. Why will God destroy the whole earth? Because it's not built to pattern. It has no space for him. And continuously it's not having space for him, so it's being choked out every day. Now if the world is like that, imagine the church now becomes like that too, which is what it's become, progressively becoming a place where God cannot feel comfortable to live in. Church today, God cannot feel comfortable, and what happens is, the moment God is not comfortable to live there, what happens is Satan will be comfortable. So the more God's load is being packed out little by little. Satan moves in. The first thing Satan brought, you know, when you were in the water, you moved into your boyfriend's house. Oh, sorry, your boyfriend moved into your house, and that's our own place. You know? You remember when he moved into your house? He came one night and left his cup. Yeah, and the next day, his slippers. Yeah. I don't want to say some stuff that's not right for, but you know, your heart knows. But anyway. You didn't even know when you started cooking for him as if you were married. You didn't know. It was quite progressive, but very. And then all of a sudden you realize that the suitcase is there. How did it turn from face cap, just cap to suitcases? And sometimes you don't even realize how much is moved in until the day you broke up and it's backing out and the truck was downstairs. Because what happened was, for the love of him, whatever you call that at the time, your eyes were closed to how he moved in. That's what happened to the church. Moved in gradually. He only came and suggested something rich. He said, we want this church to grow. So if we want it to grow, we don't want to be doing long services. Don't you see so chop down the line with like 50 billion people and they only do 5 minute service? And in that 5 minute service, there is word, there is prayer, there is everything, movement of the Holy Spirit, there is child christening, there is everything is in that 5 minutes. There is video. In fact, the man of God who is coming to preach for about 40 seconds, the introduction video was 30 seconds. There is coffee break in between. The guy systematically moved in. What applies to the church applies to our community and also applies to our life. You know, all of a sudden, young people dying on the street is no longer like big deal. The guy just moved in continuously, step by step. He didn't rush in. He didn't come with lightning and thunder. So it became a norm. So much so, if you imagine the first time you ever heard that a teenager was killed, it's like, what? Then the next time it's like, what? Then the next time it's like, then the next time until he said, oh, God saved us for all these people. Then Satan said, I've moved in. I've advanced now. You remember how sin moved into your life as well? First day of fornication. Sorry, I used those blunt words. I don't know. I can't say first day of lying because you still lie today, so what would I do? In case you don't know, just look at your neighbor's lips, you will tell. Look at their lips. If it's shiny. You're picking something from your knees, right? It's shiny. Okay. So the first day of that sin, you repented and you cried to the Lord. And you sought the Lord. With all your heart. They said, the Lord, whatever you call your Jesus, whatever. He said, I'll never do this again. You cried to the Lord. But then in 24 hours, things went back. I told you before, I've thrown weed away before in repentance and went back looking for a family. It's called the weed. I didn't hear the word. I just spoke to a place where I thought, I'm a pastor's son. God and is upon my life. Shouldn't be doing it. I said, I realized I don't have money, any more money. That weed better be bad. And I found it by God's grace. I found it and I smoked every day. You know, when you finish looking, I say, okay, now God forgive me.
That's true. That's so true.
And if you don't say that, you cannot mean that. I don't know what's going to happen, but seriously, I... Did that happen to Nathan? Oh, okay. Okay, they said, pick a surrender deed in church and came to house for you. Bro, the week you took back from the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit, service is over now. And I just came back to my senses. You were saying something.
So all the work on the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was completed. The Israelites did everything just as the Lord commanded Moses.
They did everything just as the Lord commanded them. As the Lord commanded Moses. In the building of a sanctuary, a tent of meeting, something that moves, right? It's a tent, right?
Yes, sir.
In the building of it, God cannot speak to individuals because the building will be confusing. So if I ask my brother, how do we build this? How many cubits? He'll say, I feel the Lord is saying 7,000. I asked Pastor Sam, he said, I feel 8,000 is what the Lord is saying. I told you before, this is why, adult hope don't mean much. Don't let anybody deceive you. One day, we started a welfare group in church. And this was adult welfare. And one of the greatest fights in the history of Spark Ministries started from that group. Because God had told somebody, the name of the group will be called Outstretched Arm of God. And God had told the other person, the name of the group would be, let's say, Jesus' Love. So God had told two people two different things now. And by the way, they are both women of God. So that's the issue now. So in order for us to test which one should stay, we have to see which one sins less. No, I'm just saying, I didn't say we did that. I'm just saying that's how we could have found that. Which one sins less? Which one sins most? Which one, whose skirt is longer? Which one still have a husband? Unfortunately, they match up on the same. Skirt is just as long. Exactly. So there's a problem now. That's why I said adults who don't mean much. It's not like these people are serious. It's not that, oh, we're adults, we know what to do. No, it's still fight. It doesn't mean anything. So it cannot speak to everybody. And that's why the Bible says that according to what the Lord showed Moses, it's not according to what God showed individuals. And so they did everything according to what God told them, and then he went on saying about what they are doing, the dimensions, the pure gold lampstand with his roll of lamp and all his accessories, and the olive oil for light. Oil is only for light, guys. It's not for drinking. I've said that before. I'll say it again. Yeah, oil is for light, it's not for your forehead. Oil is for light, it's not for your favor, for work. Work favor, whatever, whatever that thing is, anyway. It is for light. It is for light. You are the light of the world. Is any sick among you? Listen, let him call on the elders of the church. Let them pray for him, and the prayer of faith will set the sick. Then in another way, he said, anointing him with oil. Now, because he already said laying hands on him, the prayers of those who are light, the elders of the church, their prayer will anoint him because they've got oil for light. The prayer of faith will raise the sick. But let me leave that tonight. And so, they've done everything. Now let's see what happens. I wanted to read about the cloud of glory coming upon the tent whenever Moses was in. So all the work was completed. Jump to verse 40.
The curtains of the courtyard.
Jump to 40, 34, just so that we can round up. 34. Then the cloud.
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting.
Don't forget, because they built it according to pattern. The next thing that will show up is the cloud. Because now downloads will be easier. They will not have to reach out to the heavens. The heavens will be here. Because the cloud had now come. Then the cloud covered the tent.
The tent of meeting.
And what?
And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
The tent, the outside was the what was the tent. It was covered by the informations of God so that the inside can be filled with glory. Now the word glory is weight. Kabod, right?
Yes, sir.
So when he said the glory has departed from Israel, what he's saying is the weight, they no longer have weight. So how do we then say this? If I ask you the question today, very simple, so that we don't mystify words. If I say, the church in UK, does it have weight? Yes or no?
No, sir.
Talk to me now.
No, sir.
It has no weight. That means it simply has no glory. There's no weight. Weight means that, okay, so, wait. The LGBT quizzy and said, does it have weight?
Yes, sir.
No, because it keeps increasing in stuff. I'm not talking anymore. It was LGBT. Then it's now LGBTQ, and there's one after it. So, again, I ask. Again, I'm not against the LGBT. I'm just saying because I'm not going to say no. I'm going to put them in your way. That's not doing well. It's got weight, guys. It's got weight. What does weight mean? So, the other time, one of the musicians, maybe Stormzy, was going to do something, and they said he had spoken against that group before. And immediately the guy, and he's spoken against them like 90 years ago. And now he wants to do something, and when they came against him, right? He quickly needed to write apology, he needed to prostrate, he needed to start crawling on the floor and say, sorry, in fact, I'm now, whatever. I'm just saying, he did it, I'm just saying. Why? Because of weight. We're about to pray for something tonight. Because of weight. Now, does the black community have weight? No. Otherwise, they could have used their weight and weight could have clashed. And said, no, you can't. No. Does the Christian community have weight?
No.
No. So that means there's no glory. In other words, there can be five churches in the street and you would. What is synonymous with that is poverty. Betting shops. Buggies. Right?
Yes, sir.
So that means they don't have weight. There's no weight. So the glory came into the tabernacle because the cloud covered the tent. cloud is the home of information storage. If it covers our tent, there will be weight in the tabernacle. Then we will have the glory of God. So one of the scriptures is that the man said the weight, the glory has departed from Israel. Meaning Israel at that time had no more weight. When they speak in the community of nations, nobody listens. That's why poverty is being weightless. No matter how much you love somebody, and I know you guys are good Christians, believe me, once you see them that they have nothing, their word is very little to you. I was going to correct one of your sisters. She said, you know, the reason why, listen to how interesting this is. He said, the reason why I don't mobilize or that is that people don't see me as the image of money. Like, they know I don't have money. So, you know, each time I now see her, no matter what she's wearing, what comes to my heart is, she's poor. I'm telling you, any time, no matter how, imagine she's coming into church with pots, I just say, oh, wow. Because what she did was to plant an image. Then she spoke about another person, but she has the image of money. So when I see that person too now, I just say, money. And they may not have a penny. But each time I see this person now, because of what they say, I'm just sitting in a serious meeting. They said, people also see me as anyone that has money. And this person said as if they've accepted. And I understand there must be some people that are professionals, though, among the church professionals. But I'm sitting in a 5-star hotel, one of the best, and you're planting in me to say, you know, people just don't think I. And straight away, so anytime before I remember the person's name now, any phone call, I'm just thinking, no way. No way. Not me. I'm telling you the truth. Whatever the case is, she's removed a cupboard, a weight. Now, remember, this is in a sincere conversation. It's not in a conversation of complaint. It's in a conversation of reality. Now, I'm just saying what obtains. So, in my own eyes now, she's just removed a covering of glory.
Wow.
That's what she just did. So, weight reduced. For again, don't forget, this might be for a very thoughtful, realistic, just a mad dog. I don't care. So, the glory filled the tabernacle not because the glory was there because of the cloud. I mean, before the cloud. The cloud came before the glory. So, I profess glory because I have information. I profess God's glory because the cloud is over my tent. So I don't profess my circumstance. It is the glory because I'm receiving it from above the tent of meeting. Because what makes this realistic to me? I'm building according to pattern. So I can say I'm an image of no money. Look, any newspaper can say, they can wake up tomorrow and say I'm a multi-billionaire. I'm not going to say no. I say, okay. Because if you keep saying that, it's going to happen. So, this cloud brought the glory, but because the tabernacle was built according to pattern. Finish it, so then we'll talk and pray now, quickly.
Moses could not enter the tent of meeting.
Why?
Because the cloud had settled.
The cloud had settled. To even enter the weight space took him time. Because there's so much information. I love you to go back home and read. And those who are going to finish the Bible challenge, I greet you. Listen, all those who are not finishing, they will be 1 centimeter short, but they will make it in their time. Finish it when you like. Take your time. I said, I've sown for my Bible reading. It's more like if I give money, I don't need the Bible. If I need the Bible, I don't need the money. But seriously, those who have targeted to end it for April, great. If you don't end it for April, make sure you finish it. Don't get angry and say, Pastor said we won't make it. I just said you will. Yeah? So just finish it in May or June. It's better to finish than not finish at all. Because make sure you're not 1 centimeter short. Finish it when you finish it. At least you know you've covered that 10 cubit. It's part of the instructions for last year. You don't ignore that and say, yeah, God is going to move. It will not move because you've not built. Don't finish your Bible, my friend. It's an instruction. So don't say, well, we've got to do the instruction of meeting our target. Listen, you don't say, well, it said the length should be 25,000 cubit and I've done it. Praise God. The breadth should be 10,000 cubit, but I'm not going to really finish that 10,000 cubit. I'm just going to, at least I've done 25. I have the grace of giving. Yeah, that's fine. That's why we need you. Because those who finish the dimension need to take that grace from you. And it's better to be at a close proximity so that it's not a long thing. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
No. That means off-white. Did you hear me? Yeah, well, all the off-white you have, you want, but don't go off-road. You're certainly off-white with your problem. It's not me, someone just called and said it was me. He said you're so black you need to make a point, so you have to go white everywhere. No, but on a serious note, I congratulate those who are ending theirs in April, but if you're not, just make sure you finish it. It's finishing an instruction. Yeah?
Yes,
just finish it. The reason why we set time is if I just say finish it anytime, you won't pass Genesis 1, verse 3. Because by the time you get to verse 2, you say, oh, I want to do a research on what really happened. Then the Holy Spirit, the one that resurrected black Jesus, is going to say to you, yeah, that's what I know. You are so diligent. You like to take the Bible systematically. Then now it's 3 weeks, but you never open it. Never open the word. So just finish it. Again, I thank those who are finishing in April. But if you're not, don't say, well, I missed it. You didn't miss it. Just finish it. Just finish it. You will need it in days to come. All the Israelites, start again from verse 35. Quickly, Pastor Faith, we need to pray now.
Moses could not enter the tent of meeting.
Why?
Because the cloud had settled on it.
And
the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
36, look at this.
In all the travels of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, they would set out.
Yeah.
But if the cloud did not lift, they did not set out.
Cloud lifting means what? If it goes away, they will proceed on their journey, because that means download complete. When they get to a junction, I want you to listen to this now. And the cloud comes back, it means that the information you had that took you from here to there is not sufficient to take you from here to there. So the cloud was what signed movement. Without the cloud, no movement. With the cloud, movement. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So the cloud will lift. So the cloud of the Lord, verse 38.
So the cloud of the Lord.
But if the cloud did not lift.
But if the cloud did not lift.
They did not.
They did not set
until,
out. Until the day it lifted.
Uh-huh. That means don't move. Download not complete. Don't go. Don't remove this stick. Don't go. Stay. Wait. Some of us move when the download is not complete. Because we get itchy. It's like nothing is going on. Now, what determines how long the cloud stays on the tent for? God, the download hours. You want to move into marriage, but download is not complete. It's not. So don't move. I know you really want to start that business today. So the preaching pastor did today, oh my God, I'm going to start now. He said, but the download is not complete. Wait. Because you see, the distance in the wilderness is only, you must not move in another way. You must stay. That download was their ways. So, whenever that happens, last verse, and then we've got to start praying. So the cloud.
So the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and fire was in the cloud.
In that cloud was the fire. The fire wasn't separate from the cloud. And fire was in the cloud.
Uh-huh. By night.
Because the fire is also a download. It is a download. It's not just a state of desire. I'm going to finish this with something now. Quickly. Finish.
In the sight of all the Israelites, during all their travel.
During all their travel, this was how they moved. This is my conclusion, guys. If the will of the Father is not complete, there must be no movement. Any movement outside of his will is progress that can be destroyed by this earth. So, the reason why heaven is different from the earth is because God dwells, he lives all his meeting there, not permanently, he lives in eternity. But heaven is so conducive for him. You know why? You see, those angels there, they have no other will than to serve him. Now, how will entering heaven be possible? This is how you know if you will enter or not. People who are not serving his will would have been edited. Eternity is so simple. He who lives in you, this is what death is. He who lives in you now, you will later live in him. So death is just an exchange. Yeah? Of address. So here, he lives in you and he asks you to qualify to live in him. That is nothing to be afraid of. So you will have to live in him after that he's lived in you. And that's going to be the only exchange forum. Are you listening to me? So in this heaven, those who are there with him, they only enter because they have no will. Let me tell you. Forget any other thing you've been taught. You can never be in quarrel or fight someone and make heaven. Why? Because it means your will is strong. You cannot do his will. Whatever you're doing, oh, I worship you, it won't work. You know why? In heaven, now, his grace will keep you and protect you. But to witness the cloud over the tent, remember that this body you are in is a tent. The reason why you have body is to have a place where God and your spirit meets. So you will take your spirit, you as a spirit, will take that body to a place of worship. In that tent, you will meet with God. You can't just be an existing spirit that meets with God. Like, and then you've gone to meet with God. He said, just came back. No, there is a body movement. You carry this tent. Upon this tent, it wants the cloud. And Time did not permit me to show you how they must peg the outside. Nothing must be exposed. Because in this part, for the glory, the cloud to come, there must be no flesh. So tonight, we pray in the east tonight. We pray for the return of the glory. We pray for the church. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
we say, God, everything that... So that's why you will say, this doesn't have the word. This doesn't have the word. Let me tell you, music cannot substitute the word. It's not music. It's not in the beginning the music became dancing, and dancing is the light of the world. No, it doesn't matter if the church holds concert and they shut the road. We're going somewhere on Sunday, they said the Hillsong is holding a concert and the road is now shut. I love that, because at least it's a statement that Christians are still alive, like they shut a road in Central. No, that's fine. That's at least it's something, right? And we're going to sing tonight and we're going to dance. And dance and dance. We're going to do all those stuff. And it's all good. But you see, the problem is, there's no weight. Now that improves us too. We shot the road to drinking ice cream and waffles on Sunday or whatever you guys were doing there. But you see, well, maybe we have like a drop of glory, because at least we took a knife off. There's no weight. Restoration of weight is what God wants us to pray on the first night of this prayer term in London. Weight. When believers speak, nations should normally listen. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
it should be concerning them. Christians can be persecuted all over the world. They said about 10,000 Christians persecuted. There's no religion as persecuted as Christians all over the world. Everywhere. Soft targets. But that has always been because God almost the blood of the martyrs. However, there's no Christian leader that can speak anything. It doesn't matter if the Bishop of Canterbury speaks, just like, hey, shut up. But what's the chief security officer of so-so nation saying? The Pope is still managing some weight. Managing, and that's years of building. But it's not like it helps anything. God wants to use you as a generation of restoration of Kabod. But it is more like saying that a person must be a zombie for the will of God. Because that's what angels are. You know, the first prayer tonight is remove from me and my community everything that pollutes. Not built according to standard. Inferior buildings that are built for myself and I think they are awesome. Because it will stop the cloud from coming. And once the cloud is not there, so when you say, this doesn't have word, that church doesn't have word, there's no cloud. There's no cloud. There is a tent, but it's not a tent of meeting. It is the tent of meeting each other. For good music, good lighting, and very organized service. God said, that's not what I want for you. I want to wait. And sometimes I don't know if you think about God and you think about Him on earth. Or looking at the earth saying, I wonder why these kids have no weight at all. You know, in America before Barack Obama passed the gay right, which he has to, he has no choice, he's just a black leader. What's he going to do? If he's a Christian, his own constituency don't have the power. They don't have the voting power to put it there. They don't have economic power. So there's nothing they can do. But Trump's got weight. Why? Because he's a successful businessman all his life. So he can fight institutions to stand still. Yes, they will still get him, but he will when these guys promised, Obama promised, it's not the first promise, it's not Trump. Obama promised, government before him promised, said, we're going to move the capital of Israel to Jerusalem. They couldn't do it. There's no way. But they are upright. They don't have scandals. Trump's got scandal. But guess what? It's gone. So whilst the security chiefs will check everything and say the reason why we can't move, the guy just spoke one day and tweeted, I moved the embassy. Jeez. Capital goes down to Jerusalem. And it will down the consequence, whatever that means to the world. Wait. As a young girl, a young lady, a gentleman, God wants you to have weight. He doesn't want us to be believers in East London, 10,000 of us, but he's just dying now. That's not glorious. So glory is not the appearance and all the chains you put on your neck and how glorious you look. It is weight. Oh yeah. It is weight. It is when he speaks in preaching. People listen and that begins to grow. Increasingly, God, give us leaders. Yeah. Give us influencers in East London with glory.
Amen.
If you're going to be one of them, I've told you out tonight, you must build to pattern. You must build according to what he has said. The reason why Spark Nation has weight, the little we have, is like lightweight though. But anyhow, the reason why we have the weight we have now is because it's built to pattern. Without fear of consequence of whatever we want to do. So on Sunday we can say, you know what, we're just doing this and we do it. God says, I can draw them. So the moment you become organized, what you will have is crowd, not weight. You see, crowd does not mean weight. So there are 10,000 people in this room. Have you seen this? It's 100,000 people. 100,000 boom. Yeah? Weightless, little. The weight of the church in United Kingdom today is like the weight of a mosquito. I'm sure you struggle to lift a mosquito after you've killed them. A person can kill a mosquito like this. It's a mosquito. Now, you're not going to think twice to say, how do I carry this mosquito out of here? No. If you put on, many of you have not experienced mosquito before, but you will experience it in Jesus' name. If you put on a fan, I'm sure Miss Namibia, you've experienced it in Namibia. You know why you provoke me with Namibia? Texting me and say, oh, your grandmother doesn't like Spanish. I respect your grandmother, but it's Namibia. They were governed by South Africa for 75 years. How is a country governed by South Africa? How? How on earth? It's impossible. How? So no disrespect to your grandma or, you know, any country that allows itself to be governed by South Africa. South Africa itself was crying for freedom. But they governed you. So it's like, oh guys, are you sure you're normal? Exactly. It's like, what? No, it's like Ghana. Wait. It's like Ghana threatening a country with war. So that country has been seized by Ghana and Syria. That's what it's like. Oh, Sierra Leone just invaded the nation. It's like, how can Sierra Leone invade a nation? And that nation is calling on the United Nations for rescue. They're like, huh? Does Ghana have military? Does Sierra Leone have military? So no offense to Namibia, but you know, It cannot be a country. Have you seen their food? I told the guys never to say yuck to people's food, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying yuck, 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 yuck. Insects. With sauce, you know, like you put Nigerian rice with sauce. Insect with sauce. Insect, real worms. And that's the person that has opinion about stagnation. Ow! Maybe I don't say, oh, opinion about stagnation. Oh my God, he just influence. Weight. So the first day of this prayer is about weight, glory. The glory of God. God says, surely as I live, God says, surely as I live, because that's what God wants. And that's why God loved David so much, because apart from Moses, it was only David that says, let your glory cover the earth, as the waters cover the sea. Only those two people said it in the whole of scripture. Moses was the first, but David downloaded it and said, Lord, let your glory cover the earth as the water covers the sea. Let your weight be visible in this earth, that people will not be able to ignore the name of your only begotten Son. On this occasion, let your glory cover east, and we will build according to pattern. We will not build according to emotion.
Yes,
we will not build according to our feeling or what we think is right or what we think the word says. We're going to build according to pattern, because we need this weight of glory in all our journey. That wherever we move to, we need this weight. Smart nation, you cannot afford to lose this glory. You cannot afford sin. And I speak to you, Pastor, sin is what costs glory. The cost of glory is sin. For all have sinned and falling short of weight. The reason why the church lost weight is because of sin. We all have sinned and falling short of the glory. The Nigerian church especially has no in single weight like this. They have none. And when you lose weight, crowd comes. You have no more influence, but there is people, beer people everywhere. Beer as a B-E-E-R. No, because the Bible says, and I will fill them with the spirit of stupor. It said, and they will be stupidified. They will stagger as if they are drunk. Not the stagger of the world, not the apostolic one. Because of sin, and sin is not just fornication and this and that. It is everything that is against the will of God. So the Bible tells us about searching out what the will of God is. Proving the will. It is. That's what will bring us weight, so that when PK or whoever is in East London speaks, East London will listen. You can't force that through, because you're dealing with spirits. It has to be a glory. And God says He wants to restore glory. He wants to bring glory to the church, so that people can once again. Let me tell you, the pastor told me, he said, the police have tried to go use other means to do what they ask you, meaning me, to do. They can't find. So they are saying, we'll just do it. We need you. Glory, wait. We need you. Why are you trying other means? Because church, you know. Now they've got to come to church. They've got to come to the Jesus thing. And whenever we try to or decide to help them, we're going to say, let us pray. Then we're going to lead worship. That's not, you can't force that through with religion. These people don't love God anymore in this country. Let's pray that the Lord will talk. They have no. Glory has entered. The church was growing and building with carbon, with weight, and all of a sudden they need a pastor to do it. So it's natural for me, and out of respect for them, to allow me to do what I've got to do. Now I can preach the gospel to them. It's not hanging around on the street. Hanging around the street has no glory. Hanging distributing leaflet with the cross of black Jesus bleeding from his nose. I don't. That's not how to influence the world. If you're an actor, it will give you cardboard. You will get in there and they will realize there are things you can do that others cannot do. So they will just allow you to be you. Out of respect, they will hear the gospel. And don't blame the world for not wanting to hear it. They just don't see people that they look like or have any rating for. So if I don't rate you, I'm not going to rate your message, because there's one spiritual person somewhere who has focused his life on building a huge fireplace so that if I don't believe in him, he will throw me in it. Isn't that how the message of hell and all these things sound to you? It's like God is just sitting there in heaven saying, you don't believe me, have you? You will see. Tell me you will come to me. I've been wasting my life here building a huge fireplace that you will burn to death. I will burn you to death. No. He wants his glory to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Who is God's glory? You and I. But in the Adamic, original Adamic state, he wants you to cover the earth as the earth is covered by ordinary people, as waters cover the sea. He wants the world to cover the seas of people. So much so that there are people that will never, ever, ever become Christians. Listen, though. They will never become Christians. But what does God want? He wants you to have influence even over those ones. In their religion. If a man is the richest man in Africa and is a Muslim, he employs like 10,000 people, including pastor. When a pastor sees him, he says, no, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sometimes he asks a pastor, oh, well, yeah, but I say, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I'm not helper. Why? The guy's going great. So there are gang leaders that will never come to church too. But guess what? They will listen to Spark Nation or listen to you. There are people that will never like you, Spark Nation, but you've got weight. Wherever they turn on Twitter or BBC or whatever, they will find you there. Wait, come on. God, restore your weight all the way from East tonight. Start from my life. Remove everything that is contrary to your will. If you have weight, you will have finances eventually, believe me. But if sin is around you, you will come short of the glory. That's what Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says. For all have sinned, Adam fell short of weight. So now it became impossible for him to raise two kids he cannot raise. He lost both of them because there was no weight, there was no glory in life. That last glory is a finished life already. Remove everything that is contrary to the will of God. Lord, in my life, let your will be done the same way it is done in heaven, so that our forerunners who have gone before us, is because they have the will of God over their life. They brought heavens to earth so that there is no distance anymore between heaven and earth. That's the call God is given to those who will revive this London, the city of London. Those who will revive East London. This is the call. It's not just inviting people to your fellowship days. It's not just barbecue. It is wait. It is wait. Before you pray, look at me. Come, Sam. Quickly. Look. I said this the other day, maybe publicly or not. If not for Spark Nation, if you meet Pastor Sam on the way, he's just Sam. I don't think you're going to look at him and say, yeah, I want to invest 50K. Sam is walking on the street though. Sam, come and take my 50K and invest with me. No, you're not going to do it. You will say, do you have money to invest with me? But what happens by implication is this. If he's in proximity to me, and I'm leading Spark Nation, why would you trust him with your money? Not because of Sam. I love his dad and mom. They are men and women of God. But you see that weight there. Cannot put money. He said, I don't worry. I may not be a special pastor. In fact, I don't like you, but come and meet my dad. Again, his dad is an amazing good man, an honest man. But you say, no. Maybe he's going to help his dad with this money. You're not going to do it. But that's a weight there. But then there's another weight here. And what is saying, what will happen to some of you? Let's say you've invested an amen, a million. Maybe say she invested 100k to some. The day he fights me, that's not going to happen. I think many of you will call him and say, my mom just fell down from 50 story building. And what the hospital needs is 110,000. He did not sin against you, but you see the weight that covered him. He has offended that weight, and what then happens now? It comes short of the glory in which. So I said, no wonder David said, do not take your Holy Spirit from me, because this is what keeps me in proximity to the weight over my life. I told your periscope, are you tempted to sin more than me? We are all tempted to sin, I think. But the cost of sin, especially when we increase in proximity, the glory, this glory, God told me nothing in the world. 10 billion newspapers, 10,000 billion debts cannot stop you or bring you down. Only what you do, you can take the glory and exchange it for pleasure. But believe me, there's nothing as pleasurable as this glory. Oh my God. And so if you are coming short of the glory, it's because of sin. Sin is shortage. It must not enter the church. It must not enter your shop houses. You must not see a girl and a guy sitting down talking till what time? And you just say, I don't want to bother them. I just... No, you will all come short of the glory of that, because that's why I said it's a dimension within the building. I'm not in that dimension, but I started that order. Are you listening to me? Can you stop people from what they do when you're not there? You can't. But they've got to be clear that we must not come short of glory. We cannot be poor if we have glory. Thank you. We cannot come short if we have glory. Now that doesn't mean we don't make mistakes, but it means we quickly meet up for the shortages. Don't carry shortage. Okay, pay all your debts, they say, and that's why big debt is not good to have debt. Listen, the debt of glory is more dangerous, because if this glory is on point, those other debts, the glory will consume it one day. Sap it in because of the fire in the cloud. But you see, the one we must not lose is the glory of God. Are you ready to pray tonight? So when God said, go and pray in the north, south, east, and west of London, restoration of glory. God, take away from my life. And there may not be sin in my life per se, but there is something in my life that you did not put there. Lord, remove it. Destroy this structure. Because the church must once again carry the kabod, the weight. Weighty people will rise up from East London with serious, real weight. It's not going to be the first way you will have weight. In the music world, you will have weight. Oh, Malika Tanaba, we have 30 minutes to pray. We're just preparing to pray.
Thank you.
I say to these people tonight, God can pay the price of short glory if there's a shortage or stoppage or delay of where you should be by now glory wise. God can restore. So the first prayer tonight is this. We only have 15 minutes. Lord, I enter into the full glory that you gave me. I want you to listen to this. One of the awards I was given, look at me. They said, thank you for restoring the image of the church. I mean, still making the church ready. So that's putting on the plate. But let me tell you this. When the Lord used that to explain to me why you and I, especially Mr. Lewis and many of you, are to borrow and be in so much debt to come this far. Because God does not do magic in the realm of men. Somebody has to pay the way back for the glory the church before you did not take. That's why it's this hard. So if it is supposed to be seen as so, if it's not, so what should happen is this. When younger pastors are coming up, someone's got to put the payment for them so they don't have to stress. And then someone pays for them to fulfill their ministry, to do what God, you see a peculiar ministry. So if they've seen spark, what should happen is so, I don't want to say so, church. You say, hey, it's 3 million. That's what church should do. But they can't do it because there's no glory. So from this point, you've got to pay it. And so when I say things like, for your glory, I will do anything. Because if we don't pay, if I don't pay, that means first gen will have to. If they don't, second will. If they don't, third will then. And so Lord, in my own life tonight, your will be done on earth in this matter for you. The same way it is done, it is a prayer for the restoration of glory. If you turn will on, what happens is that if you are in deficit of glory, whatever you've done wrong or whatever you've not done, what will happen is there is a quick payment because you've called on will. The will of the Father. You remember Jesus' prayer that night? He said, I wish this cup would pass over me. He said, but not my will, but yours be done. He said, by this it signified the glory by which it will be glorified. The death it will die. The payment for that glory, because Adam didn't pay it. Father, tonight I turn on your will over my life. Amen. I have no boots, let it come crashing. Amen.
Thank you.
minute. And you know, as we worship God, God wants to restore His glory in this community. It will bring men and women of glory. You pray for yourself now. Your love of God is the greatest prayer. If it is wrong marriage, it will rearrange everything. Rearrange everything so that it's going to accommodate your glory.
Thank you.
Thank you. the city is pleasant, but the water is salty. Father, please let not be common with your glory. Let all trap houses be common with your glory. Let all houses be common with your glory. Let the waters overpower the seas. Father, we receive that which you've given us tonight. Tongues and interpretation. Thank you for your word over this city. We receive the tools and the word and the prophecy and the tongues that you've given us. We ask, O God, that these all 4 days will be a continuum. We know that you are the head, just like you are here tonight. Give us visions and dreams and chances and things, O God, that speaks. All we're just saying, Father, is we're hoping to your will. For your glory, we'll do anything. We're hoping to. We're open to your will. We want to know. We want to do. We yield to the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the spirit of supplication and prayer tonight. We thank you because that which we were shut off, we are restored by the will of the Father tonight. We thank you for East London. We thank you for that which was spoken tonight. The Lord has told me there will be many sons of the kingdom and daughters of Zion tripling from the East. So, listen to this. Those of you who are here already, sit up. There's going to be an overtaking. It will not be according to human knowledge. It will be supernatural. For the sons of glories and the daughters, what my sister just spoke in tongues, the sons, the daughters of glory, 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 turning them in back so that they can be weight. And sit tight. The revival is here. God is going to be glorious. There's a new birth. For your sake, new east will rise. Amen. It will not be limited to 4 walls. Amen. It will be glorious in nature. Amen. So prepare your house. Take away and set on fire, fill the garments. For God says, my sons are coming. My daughters are coming. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the togetherness and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide over His London. Rest and abide over you tonight. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Give God praise tonight.